Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 225, an excerpt from the book Essential by the Minimalists of theminimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, Life Optimizer? Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, and I'm your host and narrator, Justin Mollick. It's been a pretty crazy week here as I've been working on launching a third podcast, and it finally went live. It's called Optimal Health Daily. It's a spinoff to this show, same concept but a different host, and we're planning to feature your health-related questions maybe once or twice a week. And the host is my brother, so definitely check that out. Just search for Optimal Health Daily wherever you're listening to this, and hit the subscribe button, and you'll be supporting this show in another way. Now for special times when things get crazy or I get a little behind, I've previously recorded chapters from the minimalist book Essential, and this is one of those times where I could use the break. To you, it should sound pretty much the same, but I like to tell you what's going on, and with the extra work to get my brother's podcast up, this is going to save me time, and the minimalists have been gracious enough to let me read any and all of their book to you, so a huge thanks to them. So with that, I'm going to play an excerpt from their book and start optimizing your life. Simple isn't radical. Sometimes people avoid minimalism because the word itself sounds extreme, radical, subversive. Afraid of stepping outside cultural boundaries, these people avoid simplifying their lives because they don't want the label minimalist. If minimalism seems too austere, then perhaps you can relabel your flavor of simplification. May we suggest any of the following isms? Enoughism, essentialism, selectivism, curationism, naturalism, Stoicism, Epicureanism, Appropriatism, Simplism, Lessism, Practicalism, Living Within Your Meansism. Call it whatever you want, no matter which ism you favor. The important part is it helps you live with intention. Is minimalism only for single, rich, white guys? Someone in Montreal asked us this question. Granted, she posited it more congenially than written above, but restated this way, we get to the heart of the matter. We won't bother detailing the many examples that immediately torpedo this assumption. Our friend Leo Babauta and his 6 kids, Tammy Strobel and her tiny house, Patrick Roan and his family, and others, none of whom are single, nor rich, nor white guys, and yet they all embrace a minimalist lifestyle. Note, you can read more about minimalist families, including additional books and resources, at theminimalist.com/children. Let's look at the question from a broader perspective. The Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in today's economy, quote, it's entirely possible for poor people to have much of the same material comforts, cars, televisions, computers, smartphones, as more affluent people, yet be trapped in low-paying jobs with little prospect of improvement, unquote. In other words, rich people and poor people can both be oppressed by the possessions they desire. However, poor people are considerably more stifled because of their lesser, quote-unquote, prospect of improvement. Perhaps minimalism is the quote-unquote prospect of improvement. Whenever desire is greater than one's ability to attain, discontentment sets in. By mitigating our impulse to compulsively consume, however, we take back control of our desires, as well as our pocketbooks. According to the New York Times, there is evidence that, quote, money relieves suffering in cases of true material need. But when money becomes an end in itself, it can bring misery too, unquote. Once our basic human needs are met, money doesn't buy happiness, and neither does poverty. People with fewer resources, especially those with less money, can benefit most from minimalism. A minimalist lifestyle helps people determine what truly adds value to their lives. This is even more important when our resources are limited. If we have less money, then we must be more intentional with how we spend it. Simplification begets intentionality. Rich or poor, married or single, black or white, simplifying one's life can only benefit one's circumstances. The Stoics understood this, as did Thoreau, Gandhi, Jesus, and the Buddha. It sure would be nice if everyone else did too. The Gospel of Less. No, minimalism is not a religion. Religion is a complicated and sensitive subject for many. Even though we don't typically speak or write about religion, its presence seems to loom over each event we host. Curiosity is natural, so it's inevitable. People often approach us and say things like, "It's wonderful to see two guys spreading Jesus Christ's message," which is usually followed by another person saying, "It's great to see a couple of Buddhists sharing their story," or, "Did you know Muhammad was the original minimalist?" In a well-written but unfortunately titled newspaper article in Tennessee, we were recently said to be, quote, "spreading the gospel of less," unquote, the connotation of which is a bit troubling. Even more troubling was a radio host's take in Oklahoma City when he referred to us as the, quote, "L. Ron Hubbard of minimalism," unquote. Thankfully, he was joking. Whatever your religious beliefs, we have no spiritual advice for you. The beautiful thing about minimalism, though, is it works whether you're religious or not. We personally know minimalists who are Christian pastors, minimalists who are practicing Buddhists, minimalists who are atheists. We even know a minimalist rabbi. Because minimalism is a lifestyle that helps people question what things add value to their lives, it applies to any religion, or no religion at all. In fact, the two of us hold radically different religious beliefs. Our journeys towards simplicity, however, had nothing to do with religion. Instead, it was a reaction to the discontentment we experienced after being steeped in consumerism for 3 decades. We live in a world in which many people have different beliefs, different faiths. But God or no God, we can all live more deliberately. You just listened to an excerpt from the book Essential by the Minimalists of TheMinimalist.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Essential is a collection of a bunch of their essays, so if you like their posts that I read to you here on the podcast, you'll love the book. And speaking of their books, in slightly over 1 week, I'm going to be giving away a copy of the book Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life to a random subscriber on my email list. So to be a part of that for free, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. While you're there, if you have a health and fitness or diet and nutrition question that you've been meaning to ask, my brother is answering them on our new spinoff podcast, Optimal Health Daily, and you can ask it through our site. You simply record a question there, and it'd be awesome for you to contribute to the topics on the show. Again, that's all at oldpodcast.com. And that's it for today. Have a great weekend. Please check out the new podcast, Optimal Health Daily, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily, too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.